Okay. What do you call a little creature that hops along the ground, and some of these things live on land and some live in the water, and sometimes you hear them at night and so they go whoa, 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 like that. You know what I'm talking about? They hop. And some people...
Frogs?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Do you have different names for different kinds of frogs? What about the kind that lives in the water? Do you have a special name for them?
Little frog.
Does it little frogs stay in the water all the time? I just thought they did.
More than that.
They do.
That's what's called a tree frog.
Yes, I've heard of that, the tree frog.
Well, what about the kind of frog that lives on the land?
Well, there's a little frog and just a frog.
All right. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Earworm.
Okay.
Is that good?
What?
Don't they call earworm?
Wigglers.
Wigglers or something.
Now, are earworms or wigglers bigger?
Man.
Are earworms or wigglers bigger?
I think earworms make them bigger.
The earworms bigger?
Red wigglers, but a whole lot of them use.
Well, don't they use them both for fishing now?
I think I would. Used to tow them, but they come off a tree.
Great big thing, something.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Oh, yeah, that's a fire. Now, what is it?
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug.
That's right. Have you ever heard it called a
firefly? Firefly, yes, ma'am.
I
have, yes, ma'am.
Miss Hollis, do you remember what your mother called these things? Did she call them lightning bugs or fireflies, or do you remember?
I don't remember she did.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over the water? Well, there are a lot of different names for these things. Some people call them snake doctors or mosquito hawks or...
I've heard both names.
That's like mosquitoes and things like
that. They're not mosquitoes, they just have long wings.
They're
so
big things.
Yes, ma'am.
Some of them call them feeders, all snake doctors.
Mm-hmm. What word would you use in college for those things?
I don't even know what it is.
Guess what letter?
Mosquito hawks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard them call mosquito hawks.
Yeah.
I know. Well, what you got on ill mosquitoes, you got wings.
He don't sting himself. He just goes and catches mosquitoes.
Right. I guess that's why they call them hawks.
Yes, I mean, that's it, because they...
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And it looks kind of like a wasp, but it doesn't sting.
Dirt
dog. Dirt dog, yes. I reckon that's what you call
them. That's fine.
That's what we did.
What do you call nuts that get rocks underneath the ground?
Peanuts? Well, they get right from...
And have you ever heard those called goobers or brown
goobers? Goobers, yes, ma'am. Goobers.
There's a pupil, but he does stand down the nuts.
Well, now, what's the pupil?
It looks sort of like nut grass, but you bite it.
And you put it off and it's full of little new plastic.
You don't have a scale on it like you can, like a brown pea.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was sweet green.
Yes,
right. They
were,
but it had
they have to, they were hard for feed, for stock.
And which ones are for stock?
Chufa.
Chufa.
Peanut chufa.
They're both that way, but the chufa is the only one that they, now peanuts could be used for other purposes, but the chufa, I don't know of anything used but to turn the stock.
Mm-hmm.
To let it, they root them up, you know.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, that is, say, if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you might say that the boy is what his father. You say the boy
is the spit of his father.
Fine.
What?
Would you ever use a term like favors or resembles?
A favor or resembles his father, yeah. And I have a job, so say I just, that didn't sound right now. But I've heard, haven't you ever heard somebody, well, now he's just the spit of his father.
I have.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't think that was very pretty, though.
Well, now, what about the boy's behavior? If the boy looks like his father, you might say he favors his father.
Uh-huh.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you might say the boy...
He's a good boy, like he resembles his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps when a baby's being born? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
Midwife. Is that a midwife?
Yes, ma'am.
They used to have that.
Have you ever heard those people called a granny woman or a granny?
Yes, that's a granny woman. That's the one that I think the midwife called that, and then